lips like strawberry wine. The fuck does that mean?
I mean, it means that you have lips that taste like strawberry wine feels.
So that means that you're dating a lush who's just constantly drinking strawberry
no,
wine.
No, how strawberry wine feels. It look, they taste like how strawberry wine feels, okay?
Okay, well, that seems
they
like
they look how strawberry wine smells.
I guess drugs are great. Weird flex, but okay.
I still don't get what that means.
It's my favorite thing. Okay? We all have things we say.
I flex while I'm like doing crab walk, and that's a weird flex.
Yeah, it is.
So like, I get that.
Sit sock.
Sat sack.
Yeah, actually.
Sat sack. Yep. I'm Corlol.
Corlol. That's.
I'm Corlon.
Corlon.
And that's Kondork.
Kyle Bot.
We have a Brian Me in the back.
Brian Me.
We're
like
from the planet Zeebzons.
I want a sandwich like that.
Part soup, part sandwich.
Banh mi.
It's very salty.
Briny.
Banh mi, you're very salty?
This one.
No. Do it. Oh, God, watch out for the fire hydrant.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Sit Sock ASMR with the rain in the background, everybody. You're welcome for those intangible...
I'm already uncomfortable for having to edit this later.
Good. I hope you get hard. Because that's what happens to me when I listen to ASMR.
And that's why I told you it's weird that you do it at work.
It's not weird to get hard at work if you don't act on it.
That was the joke all the time back in the days. Are you hard at work right now?
I get it. Cause
a couple of
hard
devs.
Like a penis.
Got way into that back in the day.
Well,
like we'd just say it over and over again. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it was like... You guys are weird.
What do you listen to at work, Amy Boo?
Music.
Muzaks.
Which kind of music?
It always depends. Sometimes it is classic rock. Sometimes it is classical. Sometimes it is lo-fi.
Cool.
Sometimes it is
what's lo-fi?
Spotify wants to chuck a yeet at my face.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nice use of yeet.
Nice.
We used Weird Flex, But Okay, and Yeet in the same podcast. Did we win an award?
Nope. We're just lame.
That car was like trying to turn into
yeet. Yeah, it's like you were aware that there's a car here. Yes?
Yeet, whatever Spotify
so,
yeets
what's
at me.
Lo-fi? Was that?
Is that like Zelda and Chill?
Yeah.
That's lo-fi. Okay.
Where, like, there's like this one YouTube playlist where like everybody knows it because of the girl who's sitting on her desk with a pair of headphones. I don't know how to describe it, but like if you Google lo-fi, it'll come up.
Okay.
It'll come up, or maybe it's like lo-fi for studying. But the point is, it's just like very calm, like kind of focused music.
Okay.
Low fidelity?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they can't play it over and over again and have it sound the same.
Wow, that was a stretch.
That's what fidelity is.
Right, but like, in the audio sense, it usually refers to the quality of the audio. Not your weird testing terminology. It's like a material science
it's
nerd.
The only
good dodge. Nice dodge. 8 out of 10. Stop barfing in my car.
No!
Anyway.
Why don't you use this?
To burn people or what?
I don't know. Just for smoking cigarettes.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
I'm just going to start buying you packs of cigarettes.
Like,
completely misunderstanding that you only smoke tobacco out of a pipe and just be like, I heard these cigarettes are really good. Happy birthday.
Like, who buys people cigarettes?
I know. That's the best part. It's weird and it's kind of like, well, at least he's kind of trying.
At least trying. For Schlimpesern.
For Schlimpesern?
For Schlimpesern.
What is that one again?
That is earnestly trying to help, but making it demonstrably worse.
Getting you cigarettes, it makes it demonstrably worse.
So, like, you're doing it, and you think you're doing a good thing, but you are not actually helping at all.
That's wonderful. What do you listen to at work?
I don't actually work.
Turns out.
It's all a ruse.
The secret is it doesn't actually work.
I will often listen to YouTube videos of different people talking about non-technical things.
Okay.
Because a lot of times what will happen is people next to me are talking loudly in their mob. And it's all stuff that I kind of have to know about, sort of, which is really annoying. So I can't concentrate because I'm hearing them say things that I don't want to get drawn into. But if I hear someone talk about totally unrelated shit, it's not as distracting.
So you just feel like you need to butt into everybody's business. And so you have to play other music.
Yes.
You have to play other business that you can't butt into.
As deploys it, yes, I feel like I need to be aware of what they're saying.
I don't worry about it. I mean, it's not going to work either way.
It's true. So I should, yeah. I will also listen to various musics, which is typically shit Kyle sends me.
Oh, really? Sorry, I haven't really been sending you stuff.
Well, it's been very quiet lately for that reason.
Did you start listening to Zildjian Chill?
I did, and I don't like how it's organized on Google Music because it's like all of these collabs and they're
The album
spread
is
out.
Just its own thing.
Well, no, I mean I finished the album.
Oh, gotcha,
and
gotcha.
Then I
yeah.
wanted to listen to other stuff, and it's like, well, what other things did he have? Like, well, he doesn't do anything. Like, oh,
he just does stuff with other people.
Right. So you have to go to like.
I don't like this rain, sun.
Yeah, it's not, it kind of blows. Take that, Credence.
Yeah, get whatever. It? Yeah, no, I don't. Because I'm.
I want to know. Have you ever seen the rain?
Yeah. Okay.
Coming down on a sunny day.
It's not sunny out, but like it's sunny.
It's
sunny I wouldn't
day.
Say it's a sunny day. It's
but
just
it is.
The sun
it's
is out.
Funny, sunny as fuck, dude.
Like right here at this one point.
Right, it's sunny as fuck, and it's pissing
down.
Oh,
damn,
rain.
Ladder in the highway.
Nice. Highway ladder. Actually, that's really
oh, of course.
Dangerous.
Why wouldn't there be traffic at 2 o'clock here?
There's always traffic here. There's always time for a traffic.
God, Colorado, work your shit out. Like,
no. By the time they finished this highway 36,
don't answer for Colorado.
I will. By the time they finished Highway 36, it was already too small for the amount of flow it needed, like the traffic demands.
The Wadsworth exit is weird.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
And there was a road ladder back there, and I'm just
road ladder.
Road ladder.
Anyway.
I just listen to ASMR and music, but it's been cool because lately one of my coworkers that we're now in a room with likes a lot of like ska and metal,
nerd.
And so when it's just me and him, we get to listen to
metal
crazy
ska?
Stuff, yeah.
Ska metal?
We listened to like Less Than Jake again today, and it's been a long time since I listened to that stuff. And
I don't know what that means.
It's fun. Less Than Jake is a ska band, ska punk band.
Less Than Jake?
Gainesville.
I thought you said Boston Florida. Jake, and I'm like, Boston Jake?
Boston Jake, you know, the story of Boston Jake.
I really don't.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, Boston Jake was a man down south, because as most stories begin, a man down south is, you know,
sure.
where they are.
Uh-huh.
And he was the leader and the revolutionary that invented vegetable-based jams. Boston
vegetable
Jake. Yeah, like so, jams. Like tomato jam, tomato preserve, I guess, the same thing, similar. He invented those two. Jalapeno jams.
Okay.
Carrot jams. Onion jams.
Slow
jams.
I don't think he invented onion jam.
Rock jams.
Lobster.
Huh? Yeah, lobster jams.
Lobster jams. Good.
He's just the founder of jams.
I don't...
Like, he's the founder of, like, you know, like, people who want to play their songs way too long but make other people listen to them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can see that.
And, like, he's the founder of, like, having too many people on the road at once.
So
and,
I hate him.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Okay.
I don't actually know why I brought it up. I'm sorry.
It sounds like a shitty band.
Boston Jake. Don't talk about him anymore.
All right. That's their slogan. Boston Jake. Don't talk about him anymore. So anyway, I also will listen to a whole bunch of different kinds of music, but mostly what I've been using this service called Focus at Will, which is
you've been doing
great.
That for years, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah. I have been doing it for years. And,
did you repeat that because I yawned when I said
yes.
That?
Yes.
What a jerk.
Sometimes you can't actually understand what
why
you're
don't you
saying.
Get out of my business and stop
why don't
trying
you get
to...
out of my dreams and into my car?
Too late.
Peaches and cream?
Because I'm in the car.
Lips like strawberry wine. The fuck does that mean?
I mean, it means that you have lips that taste like strawberry wine feels.
So that means that you're dating a lush who's just constantly drinking strawberry
no,
wine.
No, how strawberry wine feels. It look, they taste like how strawberry wine feels, okay?
Okay, well, that seems
they
like
they look how strawberry wine smells.
I guess drugs are great. so, yeah, and I'll listen to sometimes really chaotic and noisy electronica kind of stuff.
Is that what Focus at Will's plays?
One of them has one. They have one setting that does that, and it'll sometimes help me concentrate.
Do you play music over other music a lot?
Once, twice.
What does that mean?
I used to occasionally run separate tabs of music simultaneously.
Simultaneous deep strikes.
Multiple simultaneous deep strikes.
That magic
yeah.
boxes.
What it did was it actually really helped my attention wandering when I did that. So, like, I'd distract myself a lot, but if I had all that shit going, it was enough to, like, distract my brain, and I could then concentrate on what I was doing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Why don't you just shut off every once in a while?
I don't know how to do that.
Well, why don't you figure it out?
Working on it.
I mean, you want to go ahead and learn everything else before people ask you to, so why don't you learn how to do that?
What does that sentence mean?
It means that you like to learn things.
Is that a slight?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about here.
I'm just saying you like to learn things. I think you were talking about how you didn't need to learn anything from the tech summit because you already knew it all.
I feel like if that's what you heard, I didn't do a very good job of articulating.
Yes.
Because...
Correct.
I don't mean that I know everything. I just mean that I don't care.
I didn't mean that you knew everything. Just that you knew most of the stuff you needed to know about what was happening.
A lot of the stuff in the tech summit is going to be related to things that I don't give a shit about.
Give a shit about? But don't you like to learn new things?
Yes.
Not a cop.
Good.
If you're a cop, you legally have to tell me.
I don't think that's true.
That's funny that the charger has a sticker that says not a cop, because you're like, that was a legit concern I had, I guess,
well,
before I saw the fucking ski rack on your car.
Back, so normally I'm concerned about cops when they're facing towards me. When they're leaving me, I'm not as worried.
So when you see a cop's back, you just take advantage of it.
Well, that's the sentence you said. I want you to own that sentence for a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, you don't like looking at cops, but when their back's turned to you, you take advantage of it. To do crime,
or
to goose them, maybe you goose them.
Hate geese.
Geese are mean.
Geese
Amy,
are assholes.
You have an experience with geese, right?
Not particularly.
I thought you hated them because they were mean.
I mean, they are mean. They're horrible, terrible geese, and they have giant tongues.
Did you say horrible, terrible beasts or geese?
I said geese, but beasts work.
Okay.
They go specifically for your Achilles tendon. They're just assholes.
Yeah.
Though, if you're a small child and you don't know fear, then you can charge out a whole flock of them, and then they all take off at once, and that's fun.
And they're like, fuck! The child has confidence. The chosen one has confidence.
So I would recommend doing that at least once in your life.
I want to kick a goose.
This is a weird... Were you thinking as soon as we said geese that you wanted to perform violence against these animals?
Yes.
Okay, me too. And I felt like I probably shouldn't say that on the podcast because of
we've already
Hema
talked about all the times.
How would you fight an animal? I remember that.
And all of mine were I would kick it.
But the first thing I can think of with a goose is just punching it if it's about to bite me. I know that's not effective.
I want to bend down, man. I want to kick it.
Well, it'll jump up at me because I'm going to be talking shit about his family.
No. Should, because his family's probably assholes because it's a goose.
What? Would you perform physical violence against a goose, Amy? As someone who...
I feel like kicking it would be ineffective for me. I don't know how to soccer kick well enough for it.
Goose punt.
For some reason, I kind of want to, hold one under my arm like a football.
Oh, they're pecking at you?
I kind of want to grab one by the neck and hit something else with it.
You
want to take a turn?
Yeah.
I do? Okay. Couldn't remember if it was Sheridan or Kurt Tranch.
No, it's Church Ranch. This Church Ranch turns into 104th, and our house is on 104th. Excellent.
You've seen a lot of numbers and words.
So, how would you hold the geese with the head back, or would
what
you
I mean,
hold
grab
it
by
head
the head
forward?
And then hit things
forward,
with it?
And then,
swing it around
sorry,
like a mace.
What would do as a,
no,
what, yeah.
no, what you,
as
Amy?
A
you're like gonna.
Yeah, like I just hold it under one arm and then like.
But
know,
wouldn't its head be like whiling around like?
Yeah,
but
I kind of imagine it like in Mario Kart 8 with a piranha plant, where it's just snapping at things.
Amy wants to use a goose like a piranha plant. I love it. Are you going to chase people around with it?
Probably.
Would you chase any, who would you chase if you had one choice in the world to chase with a goose? Who would you chase?
Alex
Brew. Alex, you have been called out.
Alex is now the goose chased. Alex the goose chased.
The chased one.
I would love to see that. I might rent a goose just to see that.
I don't think they'll rent a goose to you.
Hey,
those
you
I'm not going to tell them why I'm renting it.
Just go grab one. They're always wandering around, like she said. They're wandering across the
I'm
street.
I'm not
going to
tell
one.
The goose owner why
no,
I'm
go
renting
grab,
it.
Just go grab one. They're all over the fucking
I don't want to grab a...
When you're done with it, break its neck.
I don't want to grab a random goose down. I don't. I don't. What if that goose has some disease?
They probably do.
Well, a rented
gross.
Goose wouldn't because the owner wouldn't be able to own it if it had a disease.
Nobody owns geese.
Guys,
it's like owning fire or a rage. You just can't own it.
You can own rage.
You can't own rage.
I own my rage.
No, you don't.
I
Your
do.
Rage owns you.
Well, I'm part of me.
That's not true.
I'm not part of me.
Nope.
Why don't you listen to what I say before you contradict me instead of just being a curmudgeon?
I told you. It doesn't. You're not part of. You're not you. You're not part of you. You are you.
It sounds like you're about to start singing Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared song. But you're not part of you.
Anyway.
Sit Sock Sings?
Nope.
Triple S?
Nope.
S squared?
Nope.
S squared plus
S
one?
S cubed.
I know.
It's called cubed, Kyle.
S squared plus one.
Kyle.
S. Amy.
We need four more so we can become S Club 7.
S Club 7. Do you even know what that is?
It's
or
band.
Are you just saying it?
It's a band.
Dude, what it kind of band is it?
It was a really bad band.
I wouldn't call it a band, actually. I think they're like a group.
Well, they're
because
like a
they don't
they're like
actually
a dance group,
perform
right?
music. Yeah, they're
yeah,
like a
they're
pop
like
band.
A boy band thing, right? But they're not a boy band. What's a boy band when it's not all boys?
Well, it's a pop group, I guess.
A waste of goddamn time. Is what
well,
it
what's
is.
Like what would ABBA be called? Amy.
Do they play upside down? What's ABBA?
Yeah, like what do they call that? Like
I don't know.
A band.
Yeah, it's a band.
ABBA's a band.
But they don't play. I feel it's weird. It's weird to call like people a band.
ABBA
they
plays.
Don't like.
But they play like real music.
They, yeah, they
I
actually
guess
play music.
They
they're
just
like,
sing the
like
beats.
As
S Club 7.
Don't they say their own name all the time, too?
Yeah. Well, we could listen to some S Club 7.
Never do that.
It's not that bad. It's just
not, that
not
good. Either.
Let hey. Me finish my thought.
Never. Never!
There's a horse over here, and just there's two want horses, and they just fucking wander, man.
That's what horses do.
Yeah.
If a horse stands still, it dies. Like a shark. They're nature's
it's
sharks.
It's like a creature with gills, like if
yeah.
it stands
nature's
still.
Nature's sharks.
Dead.
What are sharks then?
Hmm?
Sharks are
anyway,
nature's
so
horses.
So I.
Sharks are the horses of the sea. Get in this right lane.
What?
Horses are the sharks of land.
Actually, I think I ripped that joke off from Space Ghost now I think about it.
Space Ghost to
I,
Ghost?
I think he said bears are nature's sharks. Man, I'm not even
but
realizing
isn't
I'm
shark nature's shark?
I'm not even realizing I'm plagiarizing anymore.
Realizing that I'm plagiarizing.
We are plagiarists. That's what we do.
Do 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 do.
I don't understand. We have so many jingles. It's kind of ridiculous.
We just are musically inclined people.
We are tooters.
Tooters?
We toot.
Oh, like farts?
Yeah. The musical of
there
you go. No, I just don't think that the Tech Summit is gonna matter because they never do. Like the last few have been like,
you get to hang out with people.
Well,
you get to
okay. So in the last Tech Summit, Alan talked about test-driven development with F Sharp, and nobody was listening.
I tried to do it, but he wouldn't help me enough to learn it.
No,
he wrote me off.
Yes,
that motherfucker wrote me off.
I tried to.
He's a human piece of fuck.
And then I looked down for a minute and looked up, and he was so much farther along, and I couldn't follow anymore. What do I turn?
Well, that's
just
why
keep going. You don't have to turn at all. It'll force you.
Oh, you like being forced, huh? What was that, Amy?
I was going to sign up for the automation
just
one,
but
I was afraid that he'd be in charge of it again.
That's the other reason I didn't do the testing thing. I don't know what's happening.
Because they didn't say who is leading them, and I think that was intentional.
Also, I the way that was phrased made me think they were going to be focusing on test-driven development, and I hate test-driven development, so.
Yeah, it seems kind of interesting and odd, because I guess we talked about this maybe before, but maybe not in the podcast, but test-driven development's like it's a style of developing code where you think about all of the outcomes of the thing you're going to do and write tests to test those things, then write the code to fall through the test or something like that.
So you write the test
yeah.
that's going to test the thing you're going to do
yeah.
before you do the thing you're going to test.
Yeah.
It and makes you think about all of your work as being a test, a thing that you test. Everything's testable, which
yeah.
means you will necessarily not be working on things that are not testable.
Which, but then that's where it gets into being really presumptuous. It's like that you're smart enough to know every single testable scenario.
Yes.
And maybe with a group of people that weren't just developers, you could come up with something that would work there, but it might take a really long time.
Or if you do stuff like, well, I only work on the back end. I only work in the library, like the guts of it. Like,
yeah.
okay, cool. I live in the real world, motherfucker. So, no, I can't write test-driven infrastructure. That doesn't fucking make sense.
So yeah, it's just suffice to say it's an interesting yet
it's a controversial and divisive concept.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Interesting and divisive. Ooh, garage sale. Sit Sock garage sales.
Sit Sock.
Like, why do you
just garage
have
sale?
That court recorder here?
Huh? Oh, it's a podcast.
We're podcasting your life.
podcast in your garage sale.
And now for some ASMR rain.
That was actually pretty good. I'll turn that bit up for you guys.
Ooh.
Later.
That was just for everybody. Wonderful. You're perfect.
Wear headphones, everybody.
I'm like close enough to that mic. It's probably not even a joke how loud
it's
that is.
It's going to be so bad.
I think you hit max levels.
Yeah, you max levels. Yeah, you're maxing it out. That's. I'm going to have to crank that. So, this is going to be such a bitch and I have to edit. This one?
No, just keep going. So, yeah, I mean, so if you
but
have a chance to...
test-driven development, don't fucking stupid. Just stupid. It's
I mean,
just stupid.
Someone thought it... It worked for something
Well,
somewhere.
It works great if you lock yourself down to a very small corner and you don't actually have to do, like, real work.
Well, like, I mean, it had to have done something for someone for it to become a thing, right? Like, you can't, like... There's a crazy Joe Schmo in the corner who wears tin foil on his head because he thinks aliens are going to kill him, but that hasn't really caught on, right? So that means that nobody really thinks that tin foil hats are worth it. But somebody has done something.
It increases your chest coverage because by necessity everything has a test.
Like, it has to get to a certain point for it to become a, like, knowable thing inside of the,
it,
like,
it
world of
developing. It increases your test coverage.
Yeah. That's our house right there.
Right there? Okay. Do you want me to flip a U-turn?
No,
or are you okay crossing
I'm
the street?
Okay. Is this rain?
I'm
not made of sugar.
Made of sugar. Fuck, don't.
I'm not made of suede.
Don't you give me jokes.
Fucking take the goddamn joke.
You're the fucking interrupted me earlier.
That's what I do.
Man, I interrupted it.
That's what I do.
Well, that's Sidsock, everybody. Kendrick hates test-driven development. Kendrick hates stuff.
I hate
What's new?
Stuff. I think that people like tests more because it's a metric they can measure than that it's a... useful thing.
Well,
because
you
can say, well, we've got 80% test coverage.
If you can't measure it, then why would you work on it?
Get out. Like, comment, and subscribe to the Kendrick Only Sidsock.